Hallelujah. Good morning, precious Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day. A new day. Your mercies are new every morning. We commit the day to you. We dedicate ourselves to you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. It's coming into this family. It's changed everything for us, changed our mindset so that we can be blessings and we can be rivers in the desert of our situations and our lives, wherever we are, Father God. So thank you for your help in this regard, Father God, that our minds are set on you, and so you keep us in total peace. Lord, bless this word to us, Father God, so as to encourage us. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious disciples. The readings this morning is Philippians 1 from verse
12 to 14.
I want you to know, dear ones, what has happened to me has not hindered but helped my ministry of preaching the gospel, causing it to expand and spread to many people. For now the elite Roman guards and government officials overseeing my imprisonment have plainly recognized that I'm here because of my love for the Anointed One, and what I'm going through has actually caused many believers to become even more courageous in the Lord and to be bold and passionate to preach the Word of God, all because of my chains.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful to see Paul's attitude here. And we need to be the same, that we need to see that everything works to the good. When times are good, be glad. When times are bad, consider God made the one as well as the other. And why do he allow situations like this to come? So that we can arise and shine, that we can preach at all times, sometimes with words. So here Paul is, even in the midst of being in prison, he's shining his light. He's taking, he understands that God is with him, and this is here to extend the ministry. This is here to bring out the goodness of God in the midst of this trial. So he's shining his lights. He's using it as a time to put on the lights. So it's sometimes easy just to put on the lights when times are good, but we need to know we are of those that we are. You can't say we are more than overcomers, and then when the situation is tough, then we want to roll over and die. We need to understand that we're more than overcomers, and light needs to shine in darkness. So with a mindset of God is with us, God is good, and therefore we can be a fragrance, a sweet smell in the midst of any and every situation. And just as Paul also says, it's something that we need to have in our mindset. He has learned to be content, whether he has much or whether he has little, whether he's going through bad times or he's in good times. He's learned to be content. Why? Because he's got an all-sufficient God with him, and he knows, oh, we go through the valley of the shadow of death, he will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And all that we go through is there so that we can put on the lights so as to help other people see the goodness of being a part of the family of the Most High God, and so that they can come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.